Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, and on this day in 1963, Whitney Houston was born. And I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Canton has approved a $79.8 million budget. The Chamber of Commerce will host Schmoozapalooza and the Taste of Cherokee this week. We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Credit Union of Georgia is a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative that will provide you with personalized customer service, a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs across the country, and convenient locations right here in Cherokee County, including the brand new Hickory Flat Branch. Become a member today or apply for a loan online at cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Canton City Council has set the budget for the 2023 fiscal year at a little over $79.8 million. The budget approved by the City Council recently is an $8.45 million decrease from the current year's budget of $88.3 million. The general fund, however, is proposed to increase by a little over $1.6 million to nearly $22 million in 2023. Most of the decrease in the budget comes from a transfer of American Rescue Plan Act funds from the last budget year into the general fund based on federal rules for revenue loss calculation, as well as reductions in special purpose local option sales tax and sanitation funds. Of the general fund, the city's largest budget item is the police department, with a $6.1 million budget, over $5 million in salaries and benefits, and another $1 million in services and supplies. The budget includes pay raises for police through a new step pay program. The budget also includes a raise for civilian employees, moving starting rates to $20 an hour, adding $5,000 base level increase for all non-contract employees, and giving a 5% cost of living raise. There is also up to 20% increase on employee benefits that represent only the employer share. The Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce is inviting the public to attend a business-to-consumer expo from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th. Schmoozapalooza is designed to bring businesses together in a fun and casual networking environment where attendees will learn about the latest products and services with over 40 exhibitors. Schmoozapalooza will be located at the Woodstock City Church on Ridgewalk Parkway in Woodstock. The event is free and open to the public. Booths are still available and exhibitors do not have to be members of the chamber to participate. Schmoozapalooza will also feature a Taste of Cherokee where attendees can sample food from several of Cherokee County's favorite restaurants and caterers. For more information on Schmoozapalooza, including exhibitor pricing, please visit CherokeeChamber.com.
Now, Johnny Unitas, there's a haircut you could set your watch to.
A hair salon and spa recently opened on Highway 92 in Woodstock. Jaya Salon and Spa offers hair and spa services for women, men, and children. The business celebrated its grand opening and ribbon cutting within Woodstock July 22nd. The salon moved to Woodstock from Kennesaw. Salon services include haircuts, invisible bead extensions, hair color, Brazilian blowouts, and more. Spa services include facials, waxing, and peels. According to the staff, the spa will soon also offer massages. Jennifer Hames, the owner and lead master stylist, said it's been her dream for years to open a hair salon and spa. Since the shop has been open for a little over a month, she feels it's been awesome and especially stress-relieving to see her dream come true. The salon and spa is located on Highway 92 in Woodstock next to Black Rifle Coffee. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Saturday, the salon and spa is open upon request, and it is closed Sundays.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Cherokee Outdoor YMCA near Woodstock will be celebrating its 30th anniversary on August 20th. The anniversary celebration invites former campers, counselors, staff members, and many others to see old friends and share stories of great times. The event starts with registration at 11 a.m. and lunch at noon. Activities throughout the day include archery, waterfront open trials, open field games, and a history scavenger hunt. The Outdoor YMCA offers youth camps during the summer and other school breaks. It provides youth and adult programs such as swim lessons, family retreats, soccer, basketball, cheerleading, martial arts, dance, gymnastics, cancer support, weight loss management, and more. Romel Rita, Executive Director of Cherokee Outdoor YMCA, as well as the G. Cecil Pruitt Community Center in Canton, said the organization wants to thank you and give people the opportunity to fellowship and enjoy their time they spent bonding through the three decades. John Hicks, former Executive Director of Cherokee Outdoor YMCA, said another purpose for the event is to rekindle the energy and love people felt when they were at the Outdoor YMCA.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG9.
Get down here. Your vote has never been more important.
That's today.
The Cherokee County Board of Elections voted this week not to conduct a hand-counted audit of Election Day ballots from the May 24th primary that was requested by the local Republican Party. At their monthly meeting Monday, board members voted 4-1 not to conduct a hand-count audit of the ballots cast on Election Day for the May 24th Republican primary for Governor and Secretary of State, with Republican Mike Byrd being the lone vote for the audit. The board had asked a judge to unseal the ballots after receiving the request from Cherokee County Republican Party for the audit. The judge's response to the request, which board members did not receive until after the meeting, said the process would involve a case hearing and reasoning for doing an audit. The Cherokee County Republican Party said that the request for the audit was to increase faith in the elections process and the responses to requests from party members. In July, poll workers conducted a hand count audit over 2 days of all races on the May 24th advance ballots at the Oak Creek Early Voting Precinct. The July 6th audit showed consistent results between the machine and hand counts on the governor and secretary of state races. Cherokee County Farm Bureau is sponsoring a pie contest for local farmers markets. If you have a favorite pie, bring it to either the Ball Ground, Canton, or Woodstock Farmers Market on August 13th. There's a limit to one pie per entry. Participants do not need to be Cherokee County residents. The pie must contain at least one ingredient that can be found at the Georgia Farmers Market. Ingredients do not have to be in season and may be fresh, canned, dried, or frozen. Pies can be sweet or savory, hot or cold. Factors for judging include presentation, taste, creative use of ingredients, and recipe. Pies should be placed at the Cherokee County Farm Bureau tent by 9 a.m. on August 13th. A recipe should be included. First place winners in each category will compete at the Cherokee Pie Finals in Woodstock on August 27th.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Did you know that over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.